Peg are back. Yes, they are playing a gig tonight at the Vanguard, and we've got them right here in the studio. It's the early 90s at a bit of a different time. You know, the internet was just a fledgling flicker in someone's brain. Music was still a thing you went and sought out at the local pub. And Peg were owning the inner Sydney scene with their down-to-earth, sort of edgy, yet melodious indie rock. Peg became the thing of legend, playing passionate and visceral gigs at places like the Sandringham and growing a hardcore fan base that attended every gig and became fast friends. Now, they're back, and they're here at OCR to have a bit of a chat before their rare gig tonight at the Vanguard with a bunch of their friends. And we've got Dale and Anthony in the studio. Good morning. Morning. Come on, come closer to the mic. We want to hear you. Thanks for coming down. Look, it's pretty exciting stuff for all, you know, Peg fans, new and old. I mean, you're playing a headline gig at the Vanguard tonight. How have preparations been?
Oh, not too bad. It's funny these days. Anthony lives in the Gold Coast hinterlands. Yeah. Dave lives in Central Coast. Craig lives in Planet Craig somewhere. We're not quite sure.
Well, technically Bondi.
Yeah, which is Planet Craig.
That's where his body resides.
So all of us coming together means that we don't get to rehearse very much. So we just had a big rehearsal last night. Nailed a new song. So we're ready to go.
It's been a while, obviously, since Peg have been probably in a radio studio, but let alone that, playing together and doing a headline gig. How does it feel to get back on board and play the music again?
It's really good, especially Dale's been a real breath of fresh air for us.
We'll get to the Dale story soon, but yeah.
We kind of stopped for 10 or so years and I sort of did nothing. I didn't even
pick up the guitar?
Nothing. And then Dave and I started playing together again a bit and then sort of rekindled the passion for it.
And if you haven't seen Peg before, you won't know how incredibly intricate Tony's guitar lines are. They're like these extended chords that with these arpeggiations and just... It's just such a unique way of playing. So to think that he would like stop playing completely, and then try and like the journey back from that is like is incredible.
Like riding a bike, like getting back into those chords.
It's been it's taken me quite a while. I'm sort of nearly back there, but it's like now I'm regretting not touching the instrument for 10 years.
Did you sort of go back and listen to the old recordings and try and do it, or you just
I knew how they went. It's just getting the old hands to
bit of stretching now, and you get a bit older.
Lots of swearing at his arms.
Yeah.
Come on, you.
Yeah. That's it.
Now, like you're saying, you've been working on some new tracks. How's it been different? I guess I'll ask Tony this, but how is it different working on new tracks now as opposed to 20 years ago? Is there a process different, or how things come into your head?
No, it's still pretty much the same. We generally just start off with an idea. There's no real sort of songwriter comes in with a song and goes, this is the song. It's everyone has their input, so we might start off with a guitar line and then work on that and then work on the rest of it. It's everyone has an equal input, so someone starts it off with something, maybe myself or Dave perhaps, and we go from there. It's still pretty much the same as it always was. No sort of single, I'm the songwriter, this is...
And it felt pretty comfortable getting back in the studio, like sort of like old times when you get back in the studio together?
Yeah, it was.
It's funny, we'll talk about this in a moment, but like as a fan of the band, the great Pegness, the great mad, awesome energy of Peg was always these four voices that were like intricately kind of woven together. Yeah. There's never really a kind of a riff as such, like it's not everyone's playing... it's all these things going on, but they're all intertwined, and I think the only way you can get that is through that idea of all four voices coming together. And when I'm saying voices, I mean voices on their instruments. And each of the players in the classic Peg lineup pre me were just such great, great players.
Yep.
Like, and really unique as well. Like the you can't really.
There's almost a jazzy aesthetic in the, sort of the way that it all weaves together. I reckon.
It's
sort of a real interesting mix with sort of alternative, almost grungy rock, but then it's sort of jazzy sort of sounds and some of the chord progressions and things like that. I think they're really unique. Now, as Dale mentioned, Dale's story into the band is quite interesting in that he was a fan of the band back in the early 90s.
I went
to a few gigs, I guess.
All through the early metal days, the hip-hop days, going to raves. I'd go to a rave at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, all night.
Yeah.
Hands in the air, but had just been to a peg show.
Yeah, right.
That was the 90s for me.
Yeah. And where did you guys see them?
They just never... do you know what? The first time I saw them was at the Annandale. They supported a band called Swordfish. Mm-hmm. And I think Trout Fishing in Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
For all of those people out there that remember those two names, they're probably just going, Swordfish. and I saw you guys play and I was just awestruck. It was about 93, I think.
Yep.
Just after that, I think I was watching Rage, another great institution.
Indeed.
Video clip for Science of Imaginary Solutions came on, and I was like, these guys are my new favorite band. And that sort of really didn't stop between, you know, from till now.
So, look, it was some sort of badgering in the middle here, right? Like, you started contacting the band and thinking, hey...
I met Dave one day and I sat down with him at... actually, we caught a train together one morning at Bondi Junction Station at about 6:30 because he used to work at the zoo. I used to work at Yellow Pages. And I sat down next to him and said, Dave, I think... Peg are the greatest band in the world.
And was he like, whoa?
He was like, who are you? and then we became sort of friendly and talked and stuff. And then it wasn't until, and, you know, I came to the last couple of gigs, and it wasn't until when you guys had the reunion in 2011, 2010, yeah, something like that. There was a reunion show. I was like beside myself with excitement.
Oh, with Crow, right?
With Crow at the Sando.
Yep.
And turned up and I looked up and I was like, wow, the Woffy from Crow is playing bass in Peg.
Yeah.
And it was because the original bass player, Paul, couldn't make it. And, wasn't going to make it anymore.
Yeah, right.
And
it didn't work.
And
out.
I said to Dave after, I was like, oh, man, why didn't you ask me? I would have done it. And he's like, would you be able to play it? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be able to play it. And, of course, I was like bluffing.
Oh, so you went home and crammed after that?
Yeah, yeah.
We found that out later, of course. I've sacked him three times so far.
But it's a great story. Like, I mean, as a fan of music myself and a bass player, similar to Dale, like, I don't know, many times I've listened to bands that I love and I like playing along at home and go, man, imagine if I was at a gig and then they asked me to come up and play for them or something like that. And this is almost what's happened to Dale. You're now playing with the band that you loved 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic story. I love it. Now, tonight, of course, you're playing at the Vanguard Newtown. First headline gig, I believe, in 15 years, which is pretty mammoth.
Yeah, which the last headline gig would have been the farewell show, the breakup show at the Vic on the Park.
Vic on the Park, right. Yeah.
And and there's a whole bunch of people playing with you tonight, including, I should have put that up on the screen here, but it's...
Tall Grass are playing, who are Jamie Hutchings and Peter Fenton.
Ah, Peter Fenton from Crow, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got a few old school Sydney heads, and Jamie Hutchings from Blue Bottle Kiss, of course.
Ah, yes, yes.
Who Peg also played with back in the day, I believe.
Blue Bottle Kiss, and Crow, of course.
Yeah, Crow, you always quite a few. Crow.
Yeah.
And JMS Harrison from Melbourne, I believe.
Yep, he's coming up for an album launch.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Mark Mauldry and Sham Shenazi as well, who are local artists. At the Vanguard tonight, definitely come on down. If you'd like a bit of your old school... Look, it's old school, but it's almost new again. Well, I mean, what do you think about the style of music Peg plays? Do you think it sort of fits into the scene nowadays?
Well, it never fit into the scene in the first place. That was the reason it never really...
When we came about and started playing, it was the grunge era happened.
Yeah.
So we didn't fit into that.
You didn't call yourself grunge?
No.
More like sort of...
I'm not sure.
It's really quite funny, the amount of... the amount of old Peg fans that have sort of become musicians and become not that necessarily that you know that they necessarily been musicians because of Peg, but it sort of drew you know like people like Pete Kelly from Dakota Ring and you know people like myself that and there's a whole bunch of other people. There's all sorts of people in that are in, working in radio and working in music somehow that are all these old like diehard Peg fans.
Yeah, well, it's, it must have inspired, you know, obviously. And if you have an ear for music, and I think, and you hear a band that's that using music in a way that maybe other bands aren't at the time, and then that really sparks your interest and sparks your creativity.
Partially because it was beyond fashion or outside of fashion. It was never fashionable. And it's still not fashionable. So if you're not fashionable, come to the Vanguard tonight. So we're going to have a great time.
Well, thanks so much for coming on down to the studio, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
No worries, no worries. And tonight at the Vanguard, you can catch Peg in a very rare show. So
we're going to be doing more, but...
Okay. But, don't tell them that. Tell them this is like...
But, you know, if you miss out tonight, who knows?
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward. And
well, I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah.
And especially to hear some brand new tracks, which I'm really stoked to hear as well. Now, and the last release you guys did was 2000.
Yep.
And we've got to your album right here, Awaiting the Retriever. I'm going to play that title track right now for you. Bit of Peg on 2SER. It's coming up to 9 o'clock.